Te hiku o te ika, whakarongo tonu mai.
Mihi ana rā kia koutou whakarongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiku o teika. Takoutou kai pāpāhoe mihi atu nei ko Pā Kelly. Tāko kei rungo i te waia ko Trudy Brown ka pōwhiria mai. Ka kōrero maua ano i ngā kōrero ngā pātaka kai he nā pē kona ka whakapiri atu. Ki ona whakaaro e pāna ki tā rātou kaupapa mō Oranga Tamariki. Nō reira, kia ora e te tamahine Trudy.
Tēnā koutou katoa i whakarongo mai ana. Ai, tēnā koutou. Well, our pātaka kai is still there and we still need whānau to support it by bringing kai down to the pātaka at 60 North Road here in Kaitaia. We do have our regulars that come in and bring vegetables and citrus fruit, and those things go, you know, they're not even on the pātaka for 10 minutes before they go. So any kind of food that is going to go off in your cupboards, bring it into the pātaka and before it goes off and share it with whānau in town that really, really just need a hand up with some kai just till next payday or just till tomorrow. You know, so anything in the pātaka helps our whānau in town who just need a little bit of kai to keep their whānau going for a day or two. So we had lots of awesome things in there. Occasionally we have fried bread from OTC come across to the pātaka, and that's quite popular. So, yeah, just a shout-out to everyone that's been helping us and helping look after the pātaka and making sure there's kai there. So if you're one of those people, thank you. We appreciate all the help that that you give us. So, yeah, it's the pātaka update for this week.
Hi, kia ora. And just remembering, Trudy, we've just finished 2 weeks off the school holidays. How did the pātaka manage through those 2 weeks when there was so many families all together, the tamarikis were all at home, the mokopunas were all up here on holiday? How did the pātaka kai cope?
Actually, not too bad, Pa. We actually got some lots of kai, so we made sure that every day there was something out there, lots of tin food and lots of noodles and kind of things that can help our whānau through the school holidays. So it's always a precious time for whānau when they've got all the kids at home and then they've got to feed the kids and entertain the kids. So over the school holidays, it was not that bad. We had lots of donations, and that's kind of when we need them during those times. You know, another high period time coming up will be Christmas, over that Christmas period when we get lots of whānau from out of town that come up here and, you know, stay locally. And it puts pressure on our whānau living up here to host and manaaki their manuhiri. So that's another time we're gearing up already to make sure that our pātaka will be sufficiently sourced with food so that whānau just get a little bit of a hand during that time. Yeah.
Aye, kia ora, that's wonderful. That's cool. That's always, always lovely to hear. Now, ikonau, I was talking with Ahini Brown, and they have a big kaupapa down there with the marais as part of Oranga Tamariki and Oranga Whānau. How is your fellow's kaupapa up here for the same thing coping? Because I spoke to you about it earlier in the year. Were you aware if it was a part of any marae up here, which to your understanding it wasn't at this point in time? However, your fellow's own kaupapa for Oranga Whānau, Oranga Tamariki, how's that going?
Yeah, well, we're always busy. So we have we do whānau order, which is slightly different, but it's part of a national whānau order collective. So we provide support to whānau in that space. In terms of, oranga whānau or that sort of thing, I'm not aware of anything happening up here, but, you know, that's probably because I'm so immersed in the stuff that we're doing at OTC with the ANC Trust and what's happening around us, and there's plenty happening in our space. I haven't heard of that kaupapa up here, but we're going just fine. You know, we're busy as ever in working with our whānau. And, of course, the way that we work is visiting whānau in their home, and we go to every home. We knock on every door in every street. So You know, that's how we kind of engage with our whānau, in a space where they feel safe.
Aye, kia ora.
And they don't have to come into the office or, you know, stuff like that. And it just makes it easier for our whānau.
Aye, kia ora, Trudy. I hear that, you know, and okay, we're in the 21st century. However, even so, we're in the 21st century, there are still families out there. When people knock on the door, instead of them coming to the door, they go to the curtain, go to the window first. Have you, well, put it this way, I know you would have encountered some earlier on in your fellow's hikoi that had were asking more questions from you fellows there, you know, in this way. Oh, what you fellows doing here? Are you nosy? Who are you working for? Have you ever encountered that, or do you still encounter that in our rohe whenua here of kaitaia te hiko te ika or all around muri whenua on your fellow's hikoi? Do you, have you ever encountered that, or do you still encounter that?
No, we're very lucky to not have encountered anything like that. And I think our whānau, you know, they get a bit anxious when people are knocking on these doors because they're usually expecting the police or oranga tamariki or corrections or, you know, and they don't really want to open their doors to them. So our approach is a lot different. And the person that goes out, Moana Erickson, she's well known by the community and she's known as someone who, you know, is non-threatening, who just wants to come in. And the whole purpose of that first call when she comes around with her koha basket is just about whanaungatanga. We don't want anything. We don't want to, you know, we're just popping in just to say hello and just trying to build a rapport and let people know that if they do need help, that we're there, rather than them not knowing who to go to or who to call when they get into trouble. So that's kind of how we work, and the whānau and kaitaia have been awesome at allowing us into their homes, talking to us. They don't feel threatened. You know, even the Pākehā homes that we call into, you know, they just love the fact that someone's out there giving away, well, not giving away koha, but, you know, turning up to their home and just saying, hi, how are you? You know, let's sit down, have a kōrero. And often for a lot of our kaumātua and kuia, you know, that sort of brightens up their day. They don't get too many visitors, so... you know, just the fact that we've helped someone, cheer someone up or sat with them to them, you know, that in itself is healing for some people. So.
Absolutely. Aye. E tautoko nei tēnā pau nei te kaha. You know, it's that eye-to-eye contact. It's a lot more satisfying than actually ringing up and saying, oh, how are you? That, you know, it's only so brief and it's really got no essence to it. But when you knock on their door, you come that eye contact, that smile, and next minute, you know, the opening offering, oh, kapu ti, have a cake, and, you know, and all the time, you were the one bringing the koha for them, and next minute, they're the ones that's actually putting it on for you. And that is that unique thing we call sharing. Ne, Trudy?
Aye, that's exactly right, Pa. And often that face-to-face, encounter we have with whānau, they're more likely to open up and talk about some of the things that aren't working in their home, because of course they can't hide the fact that, you know, they can tell us on the phone, oh yeah, we're fine, we're happy, but actually if we go to their home and we see it's in chaos and they're trying to tell us they're happy, we, you know, you see right through all that and they feel open and okay to just say, actually this is what's really happening. And that's how we get a lot of our mahi, is that people feel safe to just open up and say, actually, it's not good and we need help and we just don't know where to get it. So so that's a great thing about having people out on the, having kaimahi around the streets, going into homes and getting that direct feedback from our whānau.
Ai, kia ora te tamahi ne e mihi ana. Anō I whakautu mai koe tō waia mō tēnei o taua wahanga o te update of our pātaka kai and all the other kaupapa of behind the curtains is involved in. Nā reira, ngā mihi e kore mutu. So I'll give you the opportunity for our last kōrero. What would you like to share with them now? I know there's always that tono up there. You know, koha, every koha is appreciated. We know we're heading towards Christmas. What can we sort of share with our listeners now to prepare us for the Christmas that's coming up as far as support for our pātaka kais through the Christmas period? What would you like to share with them or say to them now as far as helping kaitai as a community, the people on the kaupapa? It's a hand up, not a handout.
Aye. So really I just want to remind whānau is that we are moving into the Christmas period. Now is a really good time to start putting a bit of money aside for, you know, Christmas presents or anything like that, so that when it comes to Christmas, you're not going to be under too much financial pressure. We know that there are a lot of parents that feel immense pressure to buy flash toys for their tamariki, you know, and they want to put things on lay-by or they want to buy things from those red trucks. And what I just encourage you to do is go and seek some help with budgeting so that you can have a little bit of spare money, you know, come December, if you can. And to other people that are listening, you know, if you've got some spare food and fresh vegetables, fruit, all those sorts of things, if you want to drop them off down at our pātaka, we have had people drop off big bulk loads of food. So we take them inside and we bag them up separately so that everyone gets an opportunity to have some of that kai. But just thank you to everyone that's supporting us. Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora te tamahi nei. Heko pānlami hea tūnei mai te pale pāho te hiko teika. Kia koe anō. Māori ora.
Te hiku te reo irirangi, iwa te kaumāwhetu iratahi.